Translation. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after foreseeing the end of his family by his internal potency, went to the bank of river Saraswati, sipped water and sat down underneath a tree. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. All the above mentioned activities of the Yadus and Bhojas were executed by the internal potency of the Lord, because he wanted them to be dispatched to their respective abodes after he had finished his mission of descent. They were all his sons and grandsons and were given complete protection by the paternal affection of the Lord. How they could be vanquished in the presence of the Lord is answered in this verse. Everything was done by the Lord himself. Sva Atma Mayaya. The Lord's family members were either incarnations of his plenary expansions or demigods from the heavenly planets. And thus, before his departure, he separated them by his internal potency. Before being dispatched to their respective abodes, they were sent to the holy place of Prabhash, where they performed pious activities and took food and drink to their heart's content. It was then arranged for them to be sent back to their abodes so that others could see that the powerful Yadu dynasty was no longer in the world. In the previous verse, the word Anujnata, indicating that the whole sequence of events was arranged by the Lord, is significant. These particular pastimes of the Lord are not a manifestation of his external energy or material nature. Such an exhibition of his internal potency is eternal. And therefore, one should not conclude that the Yadus and Bhojas died in a drunken state in an ordinary fratricidal war. Sri Jiva Goswami comments on these incidents as magical performances. Om Gyanan Timirandasya Gyanan Gyana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a very nice pastime, Leela, where Krishna orchestrates basically. He's the director, you know, like a director in a film. He directs that this should happen, this should happen, this should happen. So here Krishna is actually... He knows that the Yadus, his own family, they're very, 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 very strong. And nobody will be able to defeat them. So, just like the battle of Kurukshetra was actually also directed by Krishna to get rid of all the demons in the world. So he gathered everyone, basically. Apart from the Pandavas, everyone else was killed in the battle of Kurukshetra because he wanted to get rid of all the demons. So he gathered everyone and then in one go, boom. So here, similarly, Yadus were very, very strong. And he also wanted to get rid of them because otherwise there will be havoc. Nobody could defeat the Yadus. So he had to orchestrate, he had to direct how they are going to go back. I learned only recently, I didn't know how many, but now I know there's 560 million Yadus. It's a lot, 560 million Yadus. So His Holiness Keshav Maharaj has written in his book Bhagavata, so I picked it up from there. 560 million Yadus, so that's quite a bit. And and here Krishna is orchestrating the leaving of these Yadus. They mostly were demigods, and some of them were his personal expansions, this Yadu family. So when he decided that they should go back home, for the demigods, they should go back and take up their post, do their job. And for the others who were his personal expansions, he told them to stay in Dwarka, not to go to Prabhashetra. The demigods who came with him to enact the pastimes, they were told to go to Prabhashetra. Prabhashetra is about 226 kilometers from Dwarka. And it takes about 4 hours to drive. We've been there. My Guru Maharaj took us to the right spot, the tree where Jara, the hunter, he shot an arrow to Krishna's at Krishna's lotus feet. But that was all, again, directed by Krishna, that is the way he's going to go after Balaram leaves, goes back to his planet. So the ones who were his expansions, they were told to stay in Dwarka, and they had to stay there in what is called aprakat manifestation. So that means unmanifest. They were there, but we could not see them. They are unmanifested. So that's a lila which is special. You can't imagine, but that is what happened. They were there, physically present in Dwarka, but in their unmanifest form. The whole creation organized by Krishna, he manifests, and then at the end of the yugas, when there's a devastation, everyone goes into unmanifest stage. And then creation takes again place, and then you become manifest. So there's manifest, unmanifest, and manifest. So this is how the cycle of creation occurs. And these are leelas of Krishna. So he comes, and he came because Brahma told him to come after a plea from Mother Earth. And now Brahma actually comes to tell Krishna, you've done your mission here, now it's time to go back. So this is what is happening here. So the main point in this verse today, 3:4-3, go back. The word swa atma mayaya. This is very important. This word, these three words, swa atma mayaya, by his internal potency. So what we have to learn is there are three major potencies. One is external potency, one is internal potency, and third one is marginal potency. So this is very special. This is internal potency. This particular pastime is is through Krishna's internal potency. So Radharani is internal potency of Krishna. We are all trying to perform Hare Krishna mantra, chanting, etc. But that is done through Hare. Hare, who is Hare? It's internal potency of Krishna. She's Radharani. Without Radharani's mercy, we cannot approach Krishna. So this is the internal energy of Krishna. We have to approach the internal energy in order to approach Krishna. So swa atma maya ya, by his internal potency. This manifestation is internal energy. 16,108 queens of Krishna, again, they are internal potency of Krishna. He wants to enjoy, but there you are. But he also is, he's the most renunciate. Although he's with the 16,108 queens, he's still aloof. So this is a very interesting concept. You know, he's got six opulences, and one of them is renunciation. So he doesn't get attached to the queens. I am attached to my wife. I'm a grahastha. I'm grahastha, but turning into vanaprastha. And in the vanaprastha, you're trying to detach yourself from your... Well, I'm supposed to detach myself from my wife. So that is the next stage, vanaprastha. And then, of course, third stage, fourth stage is probably a long way away. But now I'm entering vanaprastha, which means I'm detaching myself. But Krishna is already detached. He's got the six opulences in full, 100% each one. So he did similar thing in the rasa dance. He was with the gopis, dancing nicely. And then all of a sudden he detected some pride. What he doesn't like is pride. So then he detected some pride in Radharani or the gopis. So he just disappeared. And then we have a very nice song called Gopi Git. And all the gopis are saying, you know, we miss you. So that's very elevated, this Canto 10, 11, 12. But Canto 10 in particular is the heart of Krishna. And all the intimate pastimes take place. So if you want to see more details, then Srila Prabhupada actually has been very compassionate to us. He says that you have to go through all the nine cantos first before you can read the 10th canto. But he saw that people here in this world, they are very confused. They don't have time. So he introduced the Krishna book. And we are so lucky that George Harrison, one of the Beatles, who donated this nice place to us, he actually sponsored the printing of Krishna book. So that's why Krishna book prevails everywhere in the world and everyone knows about Krishna. And these pastimes are also, a little bit is there in the Krishna book. Right, so it is 10 past. 10 past, I think it is. Nearly 10 past. So after a while, I'll ask for questions, etc., comments, but I will continue a little bit more. Right, so we have to talk about Uddhava. Who is Uddhava? Uddhava is a very close, is a cousin of Krishna. He's a very close associate of Krishna. He's a pure devotee. He's a self-realized person. And he doesn't want to leave Krishna. He wants to be with Krishna. And we all like to be with our Guru Maharajis. This is a natural thing. We want to associate with him. We want to be with him. Vapu. And I was fortunate that I had some time with my Guru Maharaj. And I spend more time with other Maharajis nowadays since the last 10 years. So there is a massive difference when you are actually close to Krishna or his devotee, Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's disciples. When you are close, of course there is awe and reverence, but you're associating with them. So Uddhava wanted to stay with Krishna, but then Krishna tells him at the end of the day, I know you want to stay with me all the time, but I want you to do a service. And that is more important. That's called Vani. Vani is more important than Vapu, being with close to Krishna. So his mission was what? Krishna told him, you go to Badrik Ashram, it's up near the Himalayas. Hopefully Krishna willing, this year, 2024, might be my year of visiting the Char Dham. Char Dham is up in north. There is Badrinath, where Uddhava was told to go. There is Kedarnath, which is next to that. And then there is Gangotri, so where Ganga, River Ganga, derives. And then Yamunotri, where Yamuna derives. Yeah, it starts from that range. So that is called Char Dham, four. But here, Krishna says to Uddhava, because he did not have time. You know, our marriages, ISKCON marriages, are going here, there, everywhere. And sometimes they don't have time to visit some place. So they would allocate. For example, Keshav Maharaj. You know, somebody will come here and then say to Keshav Maharaj, okay, I didn't manage to go to Scotland this time. So can you please go to Scotland and, you know, give some guidance to the Scottish devotees. So then, say for example, Jayadutta Swami Maharaj tells Keshav Maharaj to go to Scotland. So similarly, Krishna did not have time to go to Badrik Ashram and see the sages and Nar Narayan Rishis, etc. So he said, well, in my manifest time now, I didn't get time, so I want you to go and preach to the sages. So that was his mission. So that is Vani, that is his instruction, that's important. So after Krishna leaves, or before Krishna leaves, he arranges for Uddhava to go to Badrik Ashram, and he tells Maitreya to go to Haridwar, because Uddhava and Maitreya were there at last minutes of Lord Krishna's pastimes here. So while he was sitting under this tree, it's actually called not a banyan tree, but it's called a peepal tree. So banyan tree is very auspicious, and peepal tree is also auspicious. I was in Tanzania recently, and in Dar es Salaam, is it Dar es Salaam? Yeah, Dar es Salaam temple. Dar es Salaam, no, they don't have a temple. Anyway, in one of the places in Tanzania, there's this peepal tree. So I was explaining that it is a very auspicious tree and we should circumambulate at least three times. So Krishna was actually sitting under the peepal tree when Jara from far, he threw this arrow at the lotus feet of Krishna. How was that arrow made? Does anybody know? Any idea? Yes, David. Yes. 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 So what David said is correct. How did this arrow, how did he make it, this hunter called Jara? This metal pieces were thrown in the ocean it was ordered by King Ugrasen, this iron rod, throw it in the ocean. How did the iron rod come about? It came about because the young boys of Yadus, especially Samba, who is the son of Jambavati, yeah, Jambavati. Jambavati and Krishna. This Samba and the other boys, they got together and they were doing a prank, they were doing a joke with the sages. Samba dressed up as a pregnant lady and the sari covered, you know, with a cushion or something, so sari covered the cushion. And they approached these sages and they approached and said, is it going to be a girl or a boy, you know, can you please tell us? So, but the sages exactly knew that they are being naughty and mischievous. And they were serious. And they said, we'll curse you that all your Yadu dynasty will die. So when they discovered underneath the sari and cushion, they saw that there was an iron rod. So this iron rod, then they got very frightened, the kids. So they went to King Ugrasen, and Ugrasen ordered that this iron rod should be just broken into pieces and thrown into the ocean. So what happens is that most of the iron bits and pieces, they stay near the ocean, near the side of the ocean. They later on become, grow into canes. Those iron species, they become actually rods, big rods near the shore. And one piece of iron was swallowed by a fish. And this hunter, I don't know who he was hunting, but anyway, he managed to catch a fish. And then once he opened the fish, he saw a piece of iron rod in there. So he used that to make an arrow. And that arrow he used, towards the ending of the pastime of Lord Krishna. So the sages were very powerful, and if people offend sages, they get a curse. So we should avoid offending Vaishnavas. In ISKCON, it's a body of Vaishnavas. We are all trying to serve Krishna. And knowingly or unknowingly, if we offend somebody, then we will get a reaction. So this is the lesson to learn, that we should not offend anybody, mentally, physically, or whatever. Yeah? So that's the lesson to learn today, that if we do something wrong, then we'll get a reaction. And we don't want that. So try and avoid offenses at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Our attitude is, oh, don't worry, you know, you made a mistake, you are saying sorry, okay. But what happens is that Krishna doesn't forget. Krishna loves his Vaishnavas, and then he organizes what offense, you know, what punishment they're going to get. So in this case, all the Yadus had to die. So he had to orchestrate how they're going to go. So what he did is that he told all of them to go to Prabhashetra, give some donation to the Brahmanas. After giving donation, etc., then he said, feed the Brahmanas. And then after feeding the Brahmanas, everyone was supposed to take the remnants of the prasadam. After eating nicely, drinking nicely, they were given some rice, alcohol, you know, alcohol made from rice, drink the liquor. So that was so strong, that they got intoxicated. And as we know in the material world, you know, in the past, some of the pubs had problems. So there were police outside trying to prevent fighting. Because fighting happens when you're intoxicated and you don't know what you're doing. So here, Krishna arranged that they get intoxicated, so that they can fight each other. And the father is killing the son, or son is killing the father, the brother is killing the brother. So this whole Yadu dynasty got devastated or killed. You know, each one killed each other because they didn't know what they were doing. But who arranged that? Krishna. Because otherwise they would not be killed. They were so powerful. So he wanted to get rid of them. And that's it. So some of them go back to their duties as demigods. Others, they just stay in Dwarka. Because Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan, there are three spiritual places here, eternal spiritual places. So the pastimes of Krishna go on eternally. That's about it for now, I think. There's so much to speak. But I will finish a little bit. So, just a summary on this chapter 4. So, 1 to 3, verses 1 to 3 are disappearance of Yadus. Today we are starting on 4, verse 4. 4 to 13, Lord Krishna met Uddhava and Maitreya Rishi. Where did they meet them? At the tree, you know, the base of the tree where Krishna was sitting. He instructed Uddhava, but somehow or other, Maitreya Muni, he just arrived on the scene. So he just joined them. And then when Vidur asked questions to Uddhava, Uddhava says, I have to go to Bhattikashram, but you can continue talking, conversing with Maitreya Muni. Two reasons why he said to Maitreya Muni. He knew everything, Uddhava. He could have instructed Vidur. But Vidur was similar age to Maitreya Muni. So one is, it's important that one person talk to another if they are similar age. And second thing is to avoid an offense called Maryada Vratikrama. Maryada Vratikrama. Now that is an offense when one thinks he knows better than somebody else, you know. Like, we should never ever think that we know more than our Guru Maharaj. This we should not do. You know, although you may be a doctor of philosophy or this or that, but that offense is called Maryada Vratikrama. So we should avoid that. So that's it. Now I'm going to open up to questions. So that's it, yeah. I think so. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Just curious about one thing, that there are certain things that Krishna did, keeping in mind what the general populace will think, or just to set an example for the general populace. For example, he went to Gurukul, accepted a spiritual master, though he didn't need, though there was no need for him to do that. But on the contrary, he entered Grihastha after that. He never took Vanaprastha, right? But in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Chaturvarnya Maya system, like that. So, how do we know which aspects to follow and which not to follow?
Right, good question. What to follow, what not to follow. This is very good because you have an inquiring mind. Vidur is inquiring from Uddhava. So when you have inquiries, yes, you approach somebody who knows a little bit more. In a medical field, after first 1 year and 2 years, then the third year, they're actually going around with doctors and consultants in hospitals. Why do we do this? What do we do this here? So somebody who knows more should be approached. So similarly, I know, because we only met recently, and I know you are very, very, very clever, actually. So, he's an IT software engineer, and he works for Google. So, you know, he's a good... Anyway, never mind. So, but he's a very intelligent person. So having an inquiring mind is very good. And you know your potential, so you need to approach somebody who knows more than you. So I would suggest you ask questions to senior people here. There are quite a few senior people. And then they will be able to guide you. And then if you see any Maharajis, if your answer is not, very appropriate, then you approach any Maharaj through their secretaries and whatever. I'm sure they will be willing to answer. That's the way to progress in the spiritual life. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Any more firing questions? We still have 5 minutes. It's a lot of time.
You know when Shishupal was making offenses to Krishna, right? He said, you know when you put your caste and you're beyond Vanashram and this, and giving all these things. Rukmini, when she's glorifying Krishna, she's telling Krishna that this is the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, he's saying, any woman who takes shelter of a man whose body is not eternal, is full of temporary, full of ignorance, and that's not very glorious. But the real husband wants to take shelter of is you, Krishna. Rukmini is telling Krishna. So from that we can understand that Krishna is beyond designations. He's not part of this world. So that answers the question of this devotee that Bhagavad Gita is spoken for us. Prabhupada said in the Prabhupada that Krishna is beyond designation. Vanashram doesn't apply to him.
Does it help with your answer from Srinivas? He answered your question. But you see, in Dwarka, the interesting thing is Krishna, he is always listening to his wives. You know, each and every 16,108 queens, he listens to them. He obeys them. He's a, pet husband. So he gives in. But when he wants to not give in, to 16,100 queens, he's aloof. He can renunciate. He can just easily just fall back. So he does follow everything. But yes. Yes. That's absolutely correct. So he's not attached to them. The wives say to him, oh, stay another 5 minutes. I mean, this is typical. Stay, no need to rush. Just move. You're nice and warm and cuddly, just hang around, don't go. But he kept his detachment. Yes? Mangalarti is Mangalarti. Krishna is up. And there are some nice bhajans actually. Not from ISKCON as such, but from the Vallabh Nidhi. There's a nice bhajan saying, Jadava, Jadava, because Krishna is Jadava, Yadav, he's a member of the Yadav family. So there's a very nice bhajan which says that, please Krishna, it's time for you to wake up. And then the birds start chirping and this and that, And they're all praying, please Krishna, wake up. So this is a nice mood. Here, of course, in the temple, we say, Uttishta, Uttishta. Please, wake up, wake up. All right? These are prayers inside. So, pujaris, they are very fortunate. They know. And they wake up Krishna in the morning. Prabhupada wanted Mangalarti. My Guru Maharaj wanted Mangalarti. So, we had a very difficult time in Rajkot. Because I was there with Maharaj when we started the ISKCON temple. We were given a house by a devotee in London. to stay in. So when we opened the door, there were so many spider webs and the place was dirty. So Maharaj was about 70s. Yeah, 19. He's in his 70s or something. And then Maharaj told me, go next door and get two brooms. So I thought he will tell me, go next door or ask somebody to come and, you know, clean up the place. But no. Guru Maharaj said, get two brooms. And I did. And then he said, I'm starting this side and you start that side. That's how we cleaned up the place. And then every day we used to have Mangalarti. That road is called Jagannath Plot Road. So what happened is that we started Mangalarti, and then everyone started complaining that you're not letting us sleep. You know, 4:30. So Maharaj said, okay, what we do is next day, we'll get a microphone or a megaphone or something, you know, some big, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, when the drum was broken by Chand Kazi and his followers, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come on, get everyone with the mridangas and let's join a big army and let's go and go to Chand Kazi's house. See, complete opposite. Instead of listening and no more kirtan, no more sankirtan, it's the other way around. So here Maharaj also said the same thing. Let's get a big microphone, let's make noise at 4:30. Not noise, but Mangalarti. Gradually people there, they realized that this is not... Previously they had a bad experience. Somebody went to Rajkot and made people life members. And they promised them prasadam and back to Godhead magazine. Nothing happened. So I could see their fury that, oh, they came, took the money and no prasadam and no back to Godhead magazine. So they were all upset. They said, ah, you're from ISKCON, we don't know you. But once they realized that Maharaj is a pure devotee of Krishna, everyone started taking initiation. Later on, you know, after years to come. Now that road has got about 100 disciples. Amazing. Anyway, just I thought I would tell you that. Mangalarti, very important. Don't think that you can wake up 5:30 and have a Mangalarti. 4:30 is 4:30. It's Krishna's time. Okay, somebody wanted to ask a comment or a question.
It's okay. Too late?
No, carry on. Those who want to leave, they can leave because I know time is precious.
How would you respond to Christians or Muslims who, say, yeah, Krishna was just an ordinary man. He just died because of, he died. He's just a mortal. How can you call him God? So how would we rebuke such comments? And, what would we say to them? Why didn't Krishna just leave, float up to Vrindavan or something, Why did he have to pretend to die as a mortal and, the whole scene? Why not just make it clear that he's the Supreme and he doesn't die? And, how would we respond to Christians and Muslims with this?
It's difficult because in the Krishna book, George Harrison and Srila Prabhupada made sure that even Allah, Jesus, everyone is on an equal basis to start with. Their thinking should be, okay, yes, you're doing right thing, you're doing pious activity. Okay? But then, if you refer to our Bhagavatam and verse number 3, I think it's our verse number 2, all the other religions are there, but there is only one true religion, that is Sanatana Dharma, which is ours. So Krishna is wonderful in the sense that he has Leela. One of the there are two things which are completely, there are four things actually, but two of them are very important, four opulences, which are separate to compared to Vishnu form. And two of them are One is this Leela. He's a Leela Purushottam, Krishna, which all religions don't know. They know only that I go to temple, I worship, and I go home, and you know, and that's it. So Hindus come to temple, Muslims go to, you know, their mosque, Christians go to church. That's all they know. But they don't have actually too much detail. And when Jesus came, he only could give what was digestible to the community then. So so it's limited. So the way to answer to them is, yes, you are right. Krishna did this material form. Yes, but he is not material. He is spiritual. But he's taking the part of a human being. So that is his extraordinary quality, that he can act like us. But because we don't have the intelligence to think that he is supreme, we don't know. So we can't relate. We can't relate. So you should, first of all, if I were you, I would agree with them. Yes, you are right. They'll be happy. And then you say that Krishna takes a role as a human being, but some people don't know. And then you can tell them this verse, you know, that he doesn't reveal himself. Avajananti mamudha. That verse. So, he doesn't show himself, he doesn't reveal himself to the non-devotees. Yeah? To Duryodhana, he was also present. Arjun was present. But Duryodhana, envious. People who are envious, they don't know about God. People who are pious, they will ask you questions. You can then tell them that this is a particular Leela. That's why he wanted to give credit to Jara. He also gave him a position in Vaikuntha. Similarly with the Putana. Putana is demoness. She came to kill Krishna. But Krishna gives her the position of mother. Because Sukadeva Goswami heard this from a person who was cutting trees. Yes? That, oh, how can Krishna give a position of a mother to a person who is supposed to kill Krishna? So he just changed his whole perspective and he went back to his father and said, I want to learn this Bhagavatam. So then he became a personalist. Before he was impersonal, then he became a personalist. Isn't it wonderful? Even Sukadeva Goswami, he says, I didn't know, now I know. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.